you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think that violence is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hidey hi, hidey ho, everybody. It's Crab Diving Hump Day here, January 7th, 2015. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the West Coast, 5 p.m. on the East Coast. If it ain't that time, hey, your ear holes are taking in a rerun of this awesome shit. Thanks for joining us here. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name is Ryan Pfeiffer. My ear holes are bleeding.
Ear holes are
bleeding from the insanity.
Did you listen to some Fox News or something?
Oh, yes.
Or,
hurt.
Some Glenn Beck. Although my ears generally don't bleed from Glenn Beck.
Yeah.
He's so entertainingly crazy.
Right.
That it's great. Fox, like the Fox and Friends, or that horrific fucking Outnumbered show with those assholes.
That's the worst show, Outnumbered. That's worse than Fox and Friends.
And the whole premise is, I mean, unless I'm wrong, it's always four women and one man.
Right.
Like, I haven't seen four men and one woman. Some gangbang situation.
Why don't they just cut to the chase? And why don't they just call the show All These Bitches?
Yeah, or Let Me Mansplain.
Yeah, Mansplain. That's the name of the show. I love it. The whole Fox Network, though, their whole goal, I think, is to turn this whole country into a bunch of idiot doomsday preppers, right, praying to sky gods.
Maybe that's it. Maybe Rupert Murdoch has extensive holdings in these people that sell these fucking vaults that you can move into, you can hide in your basement. They bury some railroad car.
Shit, Rupert Murdoch is selling advertising to this fucking demographic.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the ads that show up on Fox? If you watch Fox News, a lot of Miracle Ear, a lot of Pfizer, a lot
of
hard-on pills.
Their average age a couple years ago was like 68, so that means they're up to 70, right?
Yeah, a lot of dumbass like lawn things, like weird attachments you can put on your hose. Very strange.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, I know it's going to be the headlines, and I'm sure it's about what's going on in France.
Oui, oui.
There was a terrorist attack in Paris.
Zut alors.
The police are still looking for three men in France after the newspaper offices there of something called Charlie Hebdo Weekly.
I don't know.
Which is a satirical newspaper. They make fun of everybody, shred everybody.
Viva la resistance.
Including Islam.
Oh, shit.
They may have drawn a cartoon of Mohammed or two.
Oh, my God.
It's just crazy. Middle of the day, they think now they're looking for two brothers from the Paris region, as well as an 18-year-old man from Reims. R-E-I-M-S.
Reims.
The S
France.
Silent.
I don't know. Well, you know,
Reims.
I don't know. I took it in high school. I took 2 years of it. But I don't know about that silent S.
Give us a call if you like. 855-86. Oh, God. I keep going back to the old phone number. Give us a call if you like. 323-601-5427. 323-601-LIBS. You can also tweet us on the Twitter machine during the show. We keep an eye on that. At Crab Diving. And there you go.
Yes.
Send a pigeon to Koreatown.
All right. We don't need any more pigeons. Oh, my God. Yeah. I saw somebody feeding pigeons yesterday, just throwing breadcrumbs out on the street. I'm like, dude, then why don't you feed the fucking rats?
I think they are. They're just winged ones. The pigeons do okay. I think.
Oh, yeah. All vermin.
Without people throwing shit.
Vermin does fine here.
Right?
Yes. God damn it. I was walking through downtown Los Angeles last night, and a rat the size of Kate the dog waddled across the street. And I was like, holy fuck. That's a gigantic fucking rat. It was a big fucking rat.
It wasn't a possum?
Like I'm not sure.
An ill possum?
No,
maybe a skinny, cancer-ridden possum?
No, it was just a little rat. Gigantic rat.
I've seen huge ones like that, too.
It gave me the willies, man. I shouldn't give a shit. It's just a rat. People have rats for pets,
they
right?
Do. You saw Willard.
We got rats running our government, man.
Or Ben, or whatever the hell it was. Which was the... One was a sequel or prequel. Ben and Willard were the two rat movies.
Oh, what? I don't know.
In the 70s.
Oh, shit. I have
no
idea
what I'm talking about.
No, I never heard of that.
Michael Jackson even did a theme song.
What?
For the movie.
Oh, really?
Okay.
For a kid's movie. Yeah.
Ben is a 1972 horror film about a young boy and his pet rat, Ben. The film is a sequel. Okay, so Ben is the sequel to the 1971 film Willard.
Yeah, the first one was so successful, they're like, listen.
Fuck yeah, man.
Let's relaunch that motherfucker.
That was a big movie. Willard is a 1971 horror film starring Bruce Davison and Ernest Borgnine. based on the novel Ratman's Notebooks.
Ernest Borgnine. At that point in his career, wasn't he pretty senior? Wasn't he up there in age?
In... 71? He was in his probably 50s.
Oh, really?
Maybe.
Oh, not that old.
Yeah, he just died. He was like 90, just died a few years ago. Right?
Did he work his whole life?
I think so, yeah. And he jerked off his whole life. Too,
no, that's right. With Ernest Borgnine was the big perv, correct?
He was the one who was. Go on the YouTube or Google it or whatever. He did an interview in his 90s, and they're like, well, what, you know, how do you stay so fit, and how, you know, to what do you owe your longevity? And he's like, I masturbate a lot.
Maybe he's just kidding.
Who cares?
He couldn't give a shit. He's in his 90s.
Right.
Brent, whatever you want.
The Willard was about, it was some weird kid who is able to control rats.
Who the fuck would want to see that movie?
He sticks the rats on people, and the rats attack and kill people. And
Jesus.
Shit.
How do you get something like that made? Because people in Hollywood have no fucking imagination. They convinced
this is a big movie.
Someone that I wanted, I'm like Aquaman, but for fucking rats. Right. Who wants that? What a horrible power.
The film's theme song, Ben, is performed by Lee Montgomery for the film and by Michael Jackson for the end credits. Michael's recording of the song became a number one hit. The single.
What song?
Ben.
It's called Ben?
I believe it's called Ben.
Oh, my God.
There's some sort of cart going by outside.
Oh,
you
God.
Can hear the squeak of...
they're selling churros.
Selling some shit out on the street.
Are those pinwheels? What are those little pinwheels? Are those pork rinds? They bread it?
That's a little wheat puffy kind of thing, I think.
I thought they were pork.
Not necessarily pork, no.
There's some crazy shit for sale near the crab diving studios in K-Town outside.
It's a crazy...
I mean, it's one that elotes, which is corn for those of you that don't know Spanish.
That's right.
I mean, elotes, man. They serve those ears of corn. And they slather it with mayonnaise.
Right.
It's been out all day.
Well, you know, I mean...
I don't know if
don't
the health
hate.
Department in L.A.
Don't hate, man. Yeah. Don't hate.
I mean, listen, make a buck. I'm happy for those people to sell their shit and, you know, make some money. But damn, ease off on the mayonnaise. That's all I'm saying. I'm not looking to be like a typical lib, big government kind of guy. But we need somebody out there saying, hey... Put the mayonnaise.
Ixnay on the...
Or just keep it on ice or something.
Some of them, you know, kind of do, right?
I don't fucking know.
To be black
is that
with a fro
is that him singing
yeah
Oh, my God.
That's Michael Jackson.
Well, that was Karen Carpenter.
No, that's Michael Jackson. So there you go, a little trip down memory lane, back to the 70s.
That song is about a movie about a kid that controls rats telepathically.
Right, and it has that, and it has that really pretty song.
Is it like a fucking love song in that movie that we don't know about?
I don't know what the song is.
It's like The Secret of Nim, but with feelings.
So yeah, I don't know how we got from a horrible attack in France too.
Oh yeah,
we'll figure out that segue at some point when we listen back. And you can listen back to the show. We rerun this motherfucker at 5 p.m. Drive time on the Western Coast out here, and then it's available for podcast. You can download it on iTunes, Stitcher, or just go to crabdiving.com.
What happened with the attack? Is everybody okay? No. Doesn't sound good. When did this happen?
Masked gunmen. I think the one guy stayed in the car and two guys went in, storming the offices of the Charlie Hebdo Weekly in Paris.
Holy shit.
Opened fire during an editorial meeting. They're thinking that somehow there had to be inside information because it was timed at the perfect moment when there was this interdepartmental meeting when everybody comes together.
They must have hacked into the emails or something and saw...
The attackers killed the publisher, Stéphane Charbonnier, his police bodyguard. That went well. But these guys had
they AKs. Knew.
They had Kalashnikovs.
But they knew. What publisher generally walks around with a fucking bodyguard? They must have known were...
Because they've had...
hit list.
Firebombed last year.
Oh, my God.
The attackers killed... Also, economist and journalist Bernard Marie, who was a contributor to the weekly, cartoonist Sabu, one name, Georges Walensky, and Bernard Verlhac were also killed in the attack.
Nice pronunciation, by the way. I commend you.
Merci beaucoup.
Oui, oui.
Witnesses said that one of the gunmen yelled, "We have avenged the prophet."
Oh, God damn it!
In French... One of the cartoonists said the attackers spoke to her in fluent French and that they claimed to represent Al-Qaeda.
Okay, God and all that shit that you pray to in the sky is complete fucking bullshit.
Oh, I know.
Okay, everyone, it's bullshit. Can we just... why is that such a hard thing to grasp?
And people say it's not about religion. It is about religion because these idiots that the foot soldiers on the ground, these guys who... they're ready for a suicide mission. They're ready to get taken down while they're doing this shit. They got away. It's like fucking 24. There's cell phone footage of them killing a cop outside, shooting him, and then he's laying on the ground with his hands up. They kill him execution style, and then they hop into their black car and drive away.
What a bunch of fucking assholes. What a bunch of cowards. A bunch of murderous cowards hiding behind religion. Fucking sociopaths.
Yeah, and black hoods and all that shit.
Jesus. That being said, don't come here.
And they knew who they were going for. They said that they went straight for the publisher and his police bodyguard. They killed them immediately with the automatic weapons, and they started shooting at other people.
Man, terrifying.
Following the spree, video footage, which I just talked about, shows the gunman calmly heading for a black car waiting outside. It appears to capture them firing on a police officer with one gunman shooting the officer in the head. And I think that I just read on the Twitter that that officer that they killed, interestingly enough, was Muslim.
Hmm. Yeah, what about that, guys?
Well, he's a cop, so
dumbass.
He's the enemy. He's not a real Muslim. But that's their favorite, like the crazy Christians here, the no true Scotsman fallacy, which is... There's no true Christian. If somebody says,
"Oh yeah, no true Scotsman,"
like the Pope, they're going after the Pope now, and their favorite argument is, "Well, he's not a true real Christian." Then if he's saying that socialist shit,
well, okay, hey, to everyone involved in your religious fucking debates, and even the Pope, I know you're quite progressive, I guess, for a fucking Catholic. Your beliefs and everything you work for is based upon a lie. There is nothing up in the sky looking down, doing shit for you. Quit shooting people in the name of your stupid fucking gods.
Yeah, and if you think there is, leave other people alone. Yeah. Worship whatever the fuck you want. in you know, where you want, and gather with other ninnies that worship the same bullshit you do, go nuts.
Yeah, but otherwise you're killing the planet. You really are. You're fucking everything up.
But when you start trying to make everybody else follow your bullshit, that's where the problems, you know.
They're fucking it up.
Kind of.
These Christians go on these missions and they try to convert people. Give them food. Like, here's all this shit. Now I want you to worship my sky god. Why? Just give them the food. Leave them the fuck alone.
Yeah, historically, you know, they talk about how the church has done good, mainly the Catholic Church. In fact, that's we talked about on, was it yesterday, the day before on Crab Diving? Go to crabdiving.com to download the episode. We talked about that big debate, Intelligence Squared, I think it was called, with Stephen Fry and Christopher Hitchens.
Yes.
Rest his non-existent soul.
Hmm.
And
see, that makes me wish there was a heaven for him.
Right. Well, if he got there, he's like, fuck.
Oh my god. He would be so
God damn it.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
And it was him against and Stephen Fry,
right,
the actor, and soon to be marrying what appears to be a 9-year-old boy.
The pontificator.
It's not, he's just a young looking dude.
Right, right.
And
he's like 28.
Yeah, he is. And
Stephen Fry's like 87.
It was them versus that Catholic bishop or cardinal or some shit.
Dipshit.
And some lunatic who's really into the Catholic Church and stuff. Right. And the main point of the debate was, has the Catholic Church been a force of good for the world?
Right.
Yes or no?
No.
And obviously Stephen Fry and Christopher Hitchens came out on the not so much side.
Made a compelling case.
Killed. They killed. It was almost, what is it like, 40% of the audience, I think, before, they polled the audience before that said, do you think the Catholic Church has been a force of good? And 40% of the audience said, yeah, I think they've been a force of good. And then after the debate, they polled the audience to see who won. And it was down to like 12%. Like they just killed them. And there were a bunch of undecideds.
Yeah.
And they pulled almost all the undecideds over to the evil atheist non-believer.
They must have won. I tell you, man, nobody does atheism better than these smart-ass fucking Brits. Really? Ricky Gervais, Stephen Fry?
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Forget about it.
Gervais is great on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
He'll dust it up with some of these religious nuts.
But religion really is fucking things up, man.
Some assholes just killed a dozen people for no reason other than they drew a cartoon of some guy in their ridiculous book of fables.
Did you see the first thing our government did for the new year? Yeah, be careful.
Yeah.
Book of fables, relax. No one come here.
Yeah.
Did you see what that asshole?
Muhammad, peace be his name.
Yeah, right, right. Whatever. Listen, did you see what those assholes did in our government their first day back?
Well, for fuck's sake, yes. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, and the steaming pile of dickhood that is taking over the Congress.
Sir Dickhood?
Is... the first thing they fucking did today was a couple of these assholes, the Republicans, of course, introduced a measure. Representative Trent Franks of Arizona.
Again.
And Marsha fucking Blackburn, that asshole, from Tennessee. Marsha Blackburn. Bah. They introduced. That's how I feel about it. They introduced.
Gross.
The quote. Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act.
Fuck everyone, please. This has been... Abortion has been decided, right?
You would think. The same legislation that successfully passed the House last year, but then it didn't make the Senate because, you know, us commie, pinko, liberal...
If eat
baby killers.
Oh, right.
We're in charge of the Senate. And now, Senator Prissy Pants from South Carolina, Senator Lindsey Graham...
He's my favorite.
Has gotten the vapors, and he is... last year, he introduced the same thing, a 20-week abortion ban, meaning after 20 weeks, they're going to strap you down, woman.
Lindsey Graham is like...
And force that vagina to fruit.
That's right. He's like every horrendous character in a Tennessee Williams play.
He really is.
He just sucks.
He really is.
These guys all suck.
I think we
should. That's the first thing they do.
Let's send those brown people over to WOA.
Oh, yeah. Not me, though. Not my kids. Oh. Not my family. Oh, eat a dick, dude.
I don't think Lindsey Graham has
children. All you poor people can fucking do that. All you poor fucking people that watch Fox News day and night.
I don't think Lindsey Graham has bread.
What do you mean?
I don't think he has children.
Oh, no, no. Fuck no. I don't want to get in that.
So now that the Senate is controlled by the GOP, the Republicans are hoping that they'll have enough support because Lindsey is saying that he's going to reintroduce his legislation from last year about this 20-week abortion ban.
Fuck him.
And this is bullshit.
This is a, listen, the outgoing message fucking on the Congress is sounds something like this. Hi, I can't come to the phone right now. I'm busy trying to legislate vaginas.
It's based on this fetal pain fallacy that...
Pain fallacy.
At 20 weeks is when the switch apparently goes off.
Right.
And fetuses become sentient.
Okay. Now, do you have scientific proof to back that up?
And therefore, an abortion procedure would cause pain upon them, is what these people say. Doctors have said that they don't believe, and research has shown,
yes,
you know, facts and science and bullshit,
boring,
has repeatedly shown that they don't feel pain until kind of fetal viability, which is 24 to 28 weeks.
Fetal viability.
When the parts of their spine, like, turn on, nerve endings and shit. You can't feel pain if you don't have nerve endings and shit.
Fuck you, you fucking know-it-all,
but
hippie.
Their soul feels pain. Jesus.
What if you were aborted, stupid?
The Holy Spirit. Oh, that's been said to me. I've heard that one before. I had an argument.
Christmas?
With a relative. It wasn't Christmas, actually. But I had a discussion with a relative who whipped that one out. Well, what if you had been aborted?
I would know! I don't know. I wouldn't know, stupid. Yeah, right. You fucking asshole.
I would be happier because I wouldn't be sitting here arguing with you.
Hey, right-wing nut jobs. Think of a decent argument to bring up when you're trying to make your points. Don't be stupid.
Right.
Don't be a fucking asshole. It's really exhausting, these fucking jerk-offs.
But for some reason, this 20-week ridiculous number has become increasingly popular in different states. 9 states have currently tried to cut off legal abortion access at 20 weeks based on this bullshit fetal pain science.
It's not based on fucking science. It's based on, oh, I feel this. You hear people say, oh, I just feel like, ... I don't care what you feel like, you dipshit. Yeah, base your shit on science. Especially when you're dealing with the goddamn medicine and...
Sorry, the dog fart. The dog's trying to kill us. Either that or somebody's gassing the mustard gas in the fucking studio.
Ah, shit, Al-Qaeda's coming for crab diving.
Shit, what is that dog eating?
I don't know. Well, fancy. That dog eats nice food.
It's usual. It's better than me. The as the 114th Congress is sworn in today, we are encouraged to see our pro-life allies wasting no time in the fight to protect the lives of the most vulnerable.
Suck a dick!
Susan B. Anthony lists President Marjorie Danilfelser.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Said
Daniel Felser.
Susan B. Anthony list.
She's on a dollar.
I think
Susan
B. Anthony might have been for Woman's Choice.
Yeah, she might have been.
I mean, given at 100 years, you know, in that time, she may have not been.
Well, 100 years ago, I got
nobody was.
I got to tell you, everybody should have been against abortion 100 years ago. Everybody should have been against anything that had a doctor doing anything to you because it probably would have fucking killed you.
And this late-term abortion thing is just such a fallacy, a lie, a bullshit. They happen, but they're pretty rare. Usually by 20 weeks, somebody knows they're pregnant and has made the decision much earlier of whether they're going to terminate or not.
But don't you need the government involved in that decision?
How dare you, of course. It's a vagina. Women can't make that decision.
Wait, but it's attached to my body. Fuck you.
But it's a woman's body.
Right.
It's not as important as a
man. No. We've gone through every woman in this country. We've chalked off a square around the vagina.
Right.
We have planted our flag. We own it.
Property of Jesus.
Yeah. yeah.
And it's really, these late-term abortions are generally, like, the health of the mother, you know, things like that.
Yes.
Or the baby is deformed and they don't want to carry it to term. But so what do these guys do? They're going to, how do you force it? I mean, what do you, literally, do you, what's that, God, there was a play, there was a famous play where some abortion, anti-abortion guys.
Our Town.
Kidnap a girl on the way to get an abortion.
Oh, yeah.
And they chain her to a bed in a basement somewhere to force her.
God.
To force her to try to carry the baby to term.
Oh, my God.
It's a really amazing play.
Horrible. Streetcar Named Desire.
Yeah, it's on the Disney Channel.
Yeah. You know, when back in, I did this play a long time ago. I did Macbeth, and before...
You gotta go outside and spin around now.
Well, we're not in a fucking theater, by the way.
We're in a performance space.
Yeah, it's not a theater. Okay.
Well, all we're talking about, people, is there are lunatics in
superstition
theater who believe that if you say the word Macbeth in the theater, whether you're doing a production or not, right?
Yeah, you get in trouble. You can't say it.
I got in trouble. I had a director yell at me one time.
You can only say it when it's on the script, on the stage, in the context of the fucking play.
Oh, really? Is that allowed?
Honestly,
I didn't know that.
I got in trouble for that once, just like you. It's horrible. Everybody lost their fucking mind for a second.
So you were doing this.
I was doing Macbeth, and we had vocal warm-ups, and what we would all sit, you know, in the somewhere, and we warm up with the phrase, partial birth abortion. Partial birth abortion.
Oh, my God.
Try to say that, though, fast. That's not a hard, that's a hard one.
Partial birth abortion.
See?
Oh,
see?
Fuck,
you can't
man.
Say
yeah.
it, man.
Wow.
There you go.
There you go. How beautiful. Something great to say before.
Well, I mean, and then we
some,
were...
Some classy Shakespeare theater.
Everybody was walking around, like, on the stage before the house. Obviously before the fucking house opened. Like, repeating this, like, at the partial birth abortion! Yeah,
it's funny that that's okay.
Partial birth abortion!
To the theater gods.
But yeah.
If you say Macbeth, your dick's gonna fall off.
Know.
Or a light's gonna fall
well,
on
listen,
somebody.
Well, listen, actors are fucking nuts!
I had my
nuts.
Shoes... I did the shoes thing once.
Oh, get out!
Accidentally, I put my shoes on my fucking dressing
well,
table.
Well, that's gross. You shouldn't do that
and
anyway.
And I had somebody come in, and the director came in, and he's like, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Go outside, spin around three times, and spit. I said, I will absolutely
I was, listen,
not.
I was raised Catholic. I would say this. I was raised Catholic, you asshole. You have no idea what bullshit I have to use to do. Listen.
I said, I'll move my shoes. I ain't going outside and spinning around doing bullshit.
I think you should be admonished for having your fucking shoes on the table. You're going to walk around? You're going to walk around all day and get all this crap on your shoes? Oh, let me just put them on the table. What kind of animal would do that?
They were theater shoes. I wasn't walking around all day. I wore them on stage.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, you didn't walk around.
It's not like
outside.
I was slopping the hogs.
But you were still walking on the floor. It is odd. It is an odd move to put your shoes. Why don't you eat on the floor then?
Well, I agree.
It's gross.
And that may be the ultimate.
And then if I'm sitting next
idea behind don't put your shoes up there, but that's turned into a ridiculous superstition now.
Yeah. I mean, it is. If you're an atheist, it's actually hard to contend with some of those superstitions that stage actors fucking have. I mean, I feel like I can run around and scream Macbeth at the top of my fucking lungs in the theater if it's not. I think what might help my performance more rather than not saying that is looking at my lines.
Right. Yeah, I don't get it. I just think it's ridiculous.
People are fucking nuts.
People are nuts.
Hey, and that's fine. Hey, man, if actors want to have those eccentricities and shit and believe that you can't say Macbeth, that's fine. It kind of bothers me that we have leaders in this country that fucking pray about policies to things that don't fucking exist.
Yeah, God talk to them.
And cite that shit.
George Bush say?
Yeah, and they'll cite that shit about policy and stuff.
And more so now. Now they're... touting it. I mean, Saint Reagan.
Oh,
there's quotes from him all over. But in this case, he was a real kind of. He talked about the separation of church and state.
Wow, what was his problem?
Well, it was a lie. You know, I'm sure if he was around today, I'm sure it'd be different.
He's like, listen, I'm for this separation of church and state, but we're going to put all these black people in jail. Right. Okay? And by the way, open your mouths. Get ready for trickle down.
So that's the headline on the HuffPo is that the hunt is heating up as they're searching in France.
Oh, God.
Two brothers and another man. Now, a little farther down the way, they're talking about this investigation that's going on. And the reason I'm going to say that, talk about this before we go to the Dumb It Down with the drudgies, is that I'm willing to bet, and in fact, I did look earlier, I cheated, this story was not even on the fucking Drudge Report.
Yes.
When I looked. And this is kind of a headline today. So, you know, the right, I mean, they're beside themselves over what happened in France. With pointing the finger of, well, see, look what's happening in France. That's just what's going to happen here.
Dude, what are they trying?
Well, listen, I've got a clip.
What's their stupid angle?
We played this asshole before. But here is a clip of Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, God.
Listen to where he goes.
We play too much of this fat walrus oxy fiend.
Lately, a couple of days.
This guy's just a jack off.
He's been on a run.
Has anybody heard from Reverend Wright on what happened in France? Has Reverend Wright stood up and...
Wasn't that rocking music? Rush has...
What the fuck is
bringing him
playing?
Back from...
Freak out! That's what he's playing. Le Freak. Don't you...
Freak out! Heard from Reverend Wright.
Ah, damn. If I was whoever... Oh, shoot. You know what? We have a call coming in right now.
We do have a call.
I believe... I think this is Tommy Gimler, host of the Daily Upper Decker.
We'll find out. Hey, you're on Crab Diving Live. Who do we have?
You know it.
Hey, Tommy. What's
Tommy
up, man?
Gimler. Hey, man. How's it going?
Not much, man. Just excited for a big show tonight, man. I'll tell you what. Reading, when you have a voiceover artist come in and read book one in the Gronkowski erotica book series.
oh my God.
There's nothing finer. I mean, we could have honestly just sat there the whole night just drinking some scotch and listening to that guy read the whole thing, man. It was unbelievable.
Well, maybe a spinoff.
It might be. I mean, we might go back to it a couple of times in the future. If the show gets a little stale, maybe we'll just have it out to the side and just let him read a paragraph or two in case it's, just to spice it up a little bit.
Awesome. The Daily Upper Decker tonight, 8 p.m., streaming warm and fuzzy for you guys.
Yummy.
Here on the network.
Sports news.
Right. And they're fresh off of the holidays and anointing the greatest sports movie of all time, which I have to say was some bullshit Wimbledon wasn't in there.
Is that a movie?
With Kirsten Dunst.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, I know what movie you're talking about. Does she show her tits in that movie? Does she show her tits?
I don't think so. I'm thinking no, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Then don't talk to me about the movie. Right. Kirsten Dunst is going to be the greatest sports movie of all time, at least in the movie In the Cut. Meg Ryan showed her jugs.
Oh, did she really? Meg Ryan?
Yeah, a little rough these days.
It's like Mr. Skin.
You know, hey, yeah, Tommy, I have a question for you. Do you consider tennis a sport?
Oh, fuck off.
Why, are you? Do you do the show with a one percenter?
No. No, Pat's a tennis pro.
That means he probably grew up rich.
Oh, yeah.
And he's probably rich. If he is still a tennis pro, that means he's loaded.
So not true. Not true.
Hey, what'd you think of the Hall of Fame? What did you think of the Hall of Fame? Did you see that the four guys got elected?
Right. So my biggest peeve was that Craig Biggio didn't get in the last 2 years. That guy, and when it comes to like the 3,000 hit club, the only person who didn't get in on the first time they're on the ballot was Rafael Palmeiro, and that's because he's been directly linked to the steroid scandal, right?
Yeah.
Plus, he was an asshole. Went after Ryan Sandberg's wife when he was on the Cubs, and that's why he ended up, getting traded right away to the Rangers.
Well, isn't that because of his Viagra rage?
He was a Viagra spokesman, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Is that also something that he found in Miguel Tejada's locker?
Oh, yeah. They used to split Viagra.
Well, you know, so Craig Biggio then was all of a sudden linked in with Rafael Palmeiro. So the first time around, he wasn't voted in. And if you look at Craig Biggio's stats, like he's literally, I know that it took him 20 years to get there, but I mean, that's saying something as well. The same team, 20 years, he has stats better than most second basemen that are in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and didn't he also play center field? He played second, and he caught early in his career.
He was a catcher. When he came up, he was a catcher.
Yeah.
What kept him out the first couple of times?
I think it was because, you know, they think that Jeff Bagwell was linked to steroids, and since he was Bagwell's teammate, I think that there were probably, you know, some sports writers who were like, oh man, he had to be juicing.
Yeah.
But it was all hearsay. He was never directly linked to him or anything. It was actually an embarrassment that the writers didn't put him in. So these are just some of his stats right here. 3,060 hits. Of all the second basemen that have ever played the game, it's the third most ever collected by a second baseman.
Damn.
His 1,844 runs are the most ever by a second baseman and 15th most among any player in MLB history. Let's see. He also leads all second basemen ever in games, played appearances, doubles, and hit by pitch. And only three Hall of Famers have more doubles than Biggio's 668. That's Tritt Speaker, Sam Usual, and Ty Cobb.
Ty Cobb. He was a nice guy.
Yeah. You know, I actually would have loved to have like a beer with. That would have been like the most stressful beer that you ever have in your life is with Ty Cobb.
Yeah, be careful.
He's like. If he's going to shoot you when you're done.
Right. You treat Ty Cobb with kid gloves. Hey. You know what I mean?
He offers to buy you a beer, and if you say no, you're dick because you're turning him down. And if you say yes, you're dick because he's like just going to be so pissed that he had to buy you a beer and you didn't buy him one.
Right.
Hey, that just seems like the kind of guy he is.
Hey, Tommy, I have one more question for you. Now, I want to know your opinion. What do you think the Chicago Bears need to do?
Oh, fuck
no, off. No, really. To turn it around for next season, how do they fix their
team?
You're
just baiting.
I know.
You've got a Packer guy on the line.
Pat's a Bears fan.
Well, unfortunately for the Bears, that as long as Aaron Rodgers and the Packers are in the same division, they're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
that's the simple truth. But the first thing they have to do is get a general manager, right?
Right.
So then you can't bring in a coach, and then after that bring in a general manager, and then the GM and coach don't get along, and then the whole while you're still sitting here with the most overpaid player in the NFL and Jay Cutler.
Yeah. Well, shit.
I can see Jay Cutler out of the league in 2 years and up in Canada reuniting with Mark Trestman somewhere up there.
That right. would be awesome. Can't come fast enough.
It's not my problem. He's a Bears fan.
There you go.
Right.
Done. I can't help. I was shot out of a vagina in Chicago.
Oh man!
Were you weren't born in like a bathtub or in the back of a taxi cab?
No, not that I know of.
I had a cousin who was born in a bathtub in Milwaukee.
Oh shit!
Wow, they emptied the beer out.
And she turned out all right. It was her brother who was born in like a hospital, like most kids that ended up having a stutter his entire life.
Oh my god!
He probably got a vaccine.
yes, sir, Jenny Wall or Jenny Wahlberg or Jenny McCarthy, whatever she goes by these days.
Oh man! Well, we're looking forward to the show tonight. It's the Daily Upper Decker. It is on at 8 p.m.
8 p.m. every goddamn night here on the network,
right.
Which is 11 p.m. on the Eastern Coast.
Yeah, and it sounds like for this episode, you might want to bring your lotion and some Kleenex.
Oh yeah, bring your gun too. It's a
gun.
It's a really
what the
really,
fuck is going on?
Really fun file this time around. A lot of people getting arrested.
Oh,
it's
really?
Like one of these Bill Clinton parties.
Yeah,
the orgies they had on the island.
Oh yeah.
Bring your gun, bring your lotion, and bring your Gronk erotica.
That sounds awesome.
That's the name of the episode.
Oh, I love it. Oh, perfect. Oh my god.
All right.
Thanks, man. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, Tommy. Hey,
you got it, guys. Get your lotion ready.
Look forward to your show.
Yeah. Take care, man.
That's a Daily Upper Decker podcast. Follow them at Daily Upper Decker. Or no, Daily Upper Deck.
Daily Upper Deck, yeah, because yeah. Twitter...
Somebody had the Upper Decker.
Or it can only be so long, right?
Right.
Can't the number of characters for your name only be a certain amount of characters?
That I didn't know.
I thought so, because I thought with one of our business ventures, we tried to get something that was too long. But anyway,
yeah, it's.
I always hear that it's too long.
Yeah, at Daily Upper Deck.
At Daily Upper Deck on the Twitter
well,
machine.
Well, that's your cross to bear.
it's a great show. We went off on a little baseball tangent for the non-baseball fans there. But, you know, fuck
sorry, guys. You know, we do this it happens. You know, and we also covered tennis and we covered football.
Yeah. Sorry. You're stirring up the pot.
I know.
A little bit. I'm going to get a Cardinals fan on.
Oh, God.
To talk to you.
Yeah, listen, for the first time in a long time, the Cubs have a little, I don't even want to say it, hope!
Oh, stop.
Oh, shit.
How dare you use that word? That sounds like Obama-type socialism.
No, yeah, that's total bullshit.
We were talking about the big fat Oxy Queen himself.
Mark Limbaugh!
Who,
yes.
Was spewing out about these horrific terror attacks today. So let's pick up Rush with that amazing 70s porn music, right? At the beginning.
He's playing music by people that wouldn't like him on any fucking level. You realize this? That's like a classic funk song. I guarantee you they aren't Rush Limbaugh fans.
Absolutely.
I can't think of the name of the band, but fuck.
Yes. Has Reverend Wright stood up and said, Francis chickens have come home to roost? Well, he said that after 9/11, 2001 in this country.
Oh,
did he not? Obama's pastor.
Oh, here we go.
Has he said that about France today?
Obama's pastor.
Oh, my God.
Said that.
I doubt it. Now, I checked an email. It's typical, you know, these libs send me these emails. They're funny, folks. Don't matter. Don't get mad. I enjoy reading. So what's the point to them, boy? So what are you? Okay, let me cut to the chase. You know what the point of all this is? By going to the UN and saying that a video was responsible for the death of a U.S. ambassador and three other Americans.
There you go.
When it wasn't. By sending Susan Rice on...
Anyway, you know where he's going. Terrorist attack in France. So Rush Limbaugh goes full Benghazi.
Jesus Christ. I mean, I wasn't seeing that coming.
His point, I'm not going to listen to any more of that drivel. His point,
I mean,
basically, is that because of the horrible, feckless, dickless response that the Muslim Kenyan socialist in charge,
yes,
who at alternate times is also an evil tyrant, but
he
we won't talk about that.
He is also gay.
Yeah, at this point, he's a feckless, simpering little wimp.
No, feckless.
They love that word.
Not feckless. Do they really? I don't even know what that means. What does that mean, like, to feck?
Pointless
if
word.
You have a feck.
No, it doesn't mean you're without a feck.
You're feckless!
I don't...
I am without a feck.
According to...
I mean, that's what that means, right? I'm feckless?
Lacking initiative or strength of character, irresponsible, so useless, worthless, incompetent, inept, good-for-nothing, ne'er-do-well.
Ooh. But if I have drive and ambition, that means I have feck.
I don't think it's a...
Doesn't work like that.
I don't think it's a noun that you are lacking.
Oh, really?
Well, it says lacking initiative or strength, so maybe feck. He's real fecky.
Yo, man, I'm feck as fuck.
Feck as fuck. Rush's point is that because of the pussification of foreign policy in the world, that's what led up to this attack in terrorists in Paris. He says these actions have consequences, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, didn't he sound just bizarre as fuck in that clip?
He got all fired up for a second there.
I mean, odd. It sounded like, I mean, I know he's not running around his studio and like foaming at the mouth, but it sure sounded like he was, doesn't it? He sounds
crazy.
Well,
he ain't running anywhere.
No, I agree.
Ever.
I mean, without a grabber.
Right. Now, listen to this fucking hyena snot. Laura Ingraham, who I don't know, God, she's really, I don't remember her being that crazy, but just the past couple of years, it's like she scissored with Ann Coulter and some
God.
Of that nasty juice slithered into her, and she's just become heinous.
My eyes are burning.
Listen to Laura Ingraham on her radio show talking about the terror attack today, the horrible terror attack in Paris.
The elites, sadly, reap what...
No, I don't know what she's got going on music-wise in the background either.
String quartet?
Apparently she's surrounded Yo-Yo Ma's sitting in the background.
Sadly, reap what they sow, and the regular people suffer. Right, they...
The elites
reap.
So, Laura Ingraham obviously represents the people, right?
Right, absolutely.
The little people.
She's
of
just
the world.
Like you or I.
Absolutely. Her Am number I one right? concern is the poor and downtrodden.
Oh, yes.
They reap what they sow. Well, what does Laura mean by that? When you tolerate.
God. We talk about ourselves in the third person.
What does Laura mean like that? I think Laura needs to sit down with a therapist.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're talking about your, you know, if you were like, I don't know what Pat wants to do today, you're cuckoo.
It's very regal.
It's loony.
What does Laura mean by that? When you tolerate what France has tolerated, well, they have, of course, the history of colonization of Africa, Algeria, and so forth meant that in the elite French eyes, we were going to bring in all of these Muslims. They were going to live in French society. All was going to be well. We were going to believe and live by this creed of multiculturalism, and all of this was going to work out fine.
Multiculturalism. There you go.
A creed.
So obviously the answer is kick everybody browner than the little chart out of the fucking nation. Right?
Yeah. Hey.
Anyone who questioned that, well, they would be vilified.
Because you're a racist.
Yeah.
Fuck what?
You're a xenophobe, Steve.
They would be subjected to all sorts of ridicule and worse. Maybe they wouldn't even get a job. If you spoke out against the, as Hollande said in December, the free movement of free people, then, you know, you'd be lucky to, you know, work.
She's just out of her mind.
God.
The key part of that was the beginning about you reap what you sow.
Yeah.
So the French are reaping what they're sowing.
They have it coming?
By their immigration policy, by allowing those evil brown muzzies in.
Wow. So we can expect the same. Oh, is that what she's saying?
Of course that's where she's going. You know that they're sneaking across the border.
I don't... Were these French citizens... Well, they... I guess you don't know. No one knows who shot up these guys.
Yeah, they don't know yet. They did speak fluent French, they said. Some of the witnesses had reported.
Well, maybe they... Well, they obviously aren't... They obviously aren't American, because they... If they spoke fluent French, they didn't come from the school system of Georgia.
Right.
I took French there, and... I can tell you in the heat of a gun battle, I'm not going to be like, hey, est-ce que tu je joues tenez?
Bonjour!
Buongiorno.
The headline that you're probably not going to see over on the Drudge Report.
Oh, yeah.
That has also been going on today. The FBI is investigating an explosion on Tuesday.
Is this on the HuffPo?
This is on the Huffington Post.
Okay.
Story that happened in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Hell yeah.
Here in America.
Now, that's pretty fucking conservative.
A homemade explosive was detonated,
a DIY,
this morning against the exterior wall of a building housing the NAACP Colorado Springs chapter.
There's nothing scarier than these white rednecks.
Now, also in the building is Mr. G's Hair Design Studios, so that could have been a target.
Really?
I'm kidding. No deaths or injuries. Minimal surface damage was done. But they're saying that it was strong enough to knock shit off the wall.
Wow. So what I'm learning is these stupid ass crazy white people couldn't make a decent bomb.
The FBI is investigating it as an act of domestic terrorism.
Fuck yeah, they are.
You'll never hear that word.
On Drudge?
On Drudge.
No way.
Ever.
How's
in this use?
How's Limbaugh classifying it as?
As white people.
Freedom fighters. About it. It's part of the freedom movement.
I went over to Drudge earlier when I saw the headline on the Huffington Post about this thing. And Drudge is all over 18 lines worth of Allahu Akbar. We're doing this for the Prophet. They printed pictures of Muhammad, and that's what brought this about. They can't get enough of the Muslim terrorists, but a white racist supremacist terrorist here in America. Oh, I shouldn't even call them a terrorist.
Right. And that guy, who's that guy that cut the dude's head off somewhere in the South earlier?
Yeah.
In December, was it?
There was another, yeah. There was a beheading.
And that guy happened to be Muslim, right?
Right. But then there was another beheading
yes.
in the South. No Muslims involved. And here's the coverage.
But that other one was terrorism because the guy was...
Because he happened to be a Muslim.
Brown.
Yeah. So it's just not getting covered. It's all over social media. The NAACP bombing and stuff like that. But it's not... Drudge... It wasn't on Drudge. I looked through every headline on Drudge. It wasn't there at all.
Not even listed?
No.
Good God.
I wanted to see how they listed it, you know, how they spun it. And I didn't even fucking see it.
I bet there's a headline on Drudge about Bieber. Think about that. They're covering Bieber and not this fucking bombing of the NAACP in Colorado Springs.
I mean, you got on Drudge right now, you got to scroll down to get through terror.
Oh, I bet.
France's deadliest terror attack in at least 2 decades. We are from Al Qaeda in Yemen. Update, please identify 3 suspects. Cartoonist. I would rather die standing than live kneeling. Cop begging for life executed. Islamic State video threatened jihad in France.
Get scared. Buy up your fucking supplies. Go buy guns. Stock right. your basements. The terrorists are coming to America.
And I just tried to find the word bomb on Drudge Report, and all it says is female suicide bomber hits police station in Istanbul's historic heart. So there's a suicide bomber in Istanbul.
No shit.
Is listed. A bombing at a building here in the United States of America. Not even on here. Oh, Bieber named Calvin Klein underwear model.
But no, nothing about the bombing of the NAACP. Nope. God, I bet on the NAACP is kind of pissed. Or they don't even... What do they know from Drudge?
What the fuck about Drudge? A man described as... White,
uh-oh,
balding and approximately 40 years old, has been named by the FBI as a person of interest in the bombing. They say he may have been driving a white pickup truck with paneling, of course.
Oh, God damn it.
It's got paneling.
I got paneling on it.
A dark bedliner, open tailgate.
Oh, shit.
And either a missing or covered up license.
I don't mean to profile, but this is a fucking white guy. Covered up license plate.
The FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force is leading the investigation into the explosion. But the Colorado Springs Police and the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives have also been involved. Colorado Springs is that like right wing nut jobby section, right?
Isn't
that over where clingy shit's from?
Dude, yeah, those people, that's a weird part of California. All the hippies.
Colorado.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Colorado.
Right.
The hippies are like, ugh. Stay out of there.
Longtime civil rights leader John Lewis, you know, the gentleman who got his head bashed in Selma in the 60s, marching for shit that the Supreme Court threw out about a year ago.
Oh, that's depressing.
He tweeted on Wednesday that he's deeply troubled by the bombing in Colorado. It reminds me of another period. He said, these stories cannot be swept under the rug. But apparently on the right-wing media,
yeah,
it is swept under the rug, under the prayer rug.
They don't even, it's not even like they're hiding it. They're just not talking about it.
Right.
A bombing on American soil has to be a story.
Had that been a Christian church.
Oh, shut up.
Or a... something.
Well,
Christian or somebody blew up the Ten Commandments.
You don't think all those people probably in that NAACP building weren't Christians?
Of course they were. Yeah.
But they were.
But that doesn't matter because they're black.
Oh, that's right. God, see, now does being black that doesn't trump Christianity?
No, being black doesn't trump anything.
Yeah, man.
You saw that. Well, that's a spoiler alert with the right. Sons of Anarchy. But there was there is a part where they spoiler alert, but they're counting on a certain group of people who may be Irish.
Right.
On doing what's good for business and setting aside their racism.
Yeah. They didn't really set aside the racism.
Doesn't go that way.
A lot of shit up instead.
Doesn't work that way.
What's wrong with the Irish? Come on.
Hey. You're lovely, lovely, magical people.
Yeah, yeah.
With the twinkle in their eyes.
Magical. They're all leprechauns, huh?
They are all leprechauns and lovely.
Please stop calling us fucking magical.
Lovely people. That's the story there with the that you're not probably going to hear a lot of.
Right.
Over on the right-wing media. So we'll keep our ears to the ground about that one and see who may have been trying to... Whoever they weren't good at it, thank God.
No.
If they didn't do any damage or anything.
I mean, this is a horrible generalization I'm about to throw out there, but you know what? Fuck it. That is the one good thing about some of these white supremacist groups. I mean, it is... You know, a bunch of rednecks.
They're just
and
too
sort
dumb.
Of, but yeah, and but it kind of makes sense. Like, if you're gonna buy into all this like xenophobic racism and all this bullshit,
mm-hmm.
don't you have to be stupid on some fucking level? I mean, to me, like when I see somebody who's profoundly racist, I mean, well, you're also probably a little dull,
right?
A little dim inside your head,
right? Based on ignorance, right?
Yeah, stupid.
I think. People who tend to travel
right
more throughout their life, doesn't that, you know, I mean, that helps with the xenophobia and that helps with
right and it makes you able to make more effective bombs
as long as you don't go stay at fucking Hard Rock
right Hard Rock Cafe
and never leave the Hard Rock like that
the hotel
the people I met in Spain
that's a tragedy. People that travel and they stay at like the Marriott or something, never leave the hotel in the middle of some amazing place,
right?
How stupid. God, we're judging the shit out of everybody.
That's what
too
we
bad
do here. We're too judgy. Bad.
Sorry. Sorry. I'm judging religion today because it's causing all kinds of fucking problems.
We're sinning, as Dolly Parton would say.
Oh, yeah.
As Brent, the Hollywood hick, always talks about that. Once you start judging, you're already sinning.
Sinning.
Miss Dolly Parton. Listen to Brent Paris. Before tonight's brand new Daily Upper Decker, which is, I'm really looking forward to the Daily Upper Decker today.
Right.
But Brent's on the 7s, 7 a.m., 7 p.m., brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays here on the network.
He is pissed the fuck off at everybody throwing up.
That's right.
In Hollywood.
Apparently, it was a rough weekend in Hollywood because...
You know, it was.
A lot of vomit everywhere.
I did stand up somewhere, and I got done, and I walked out, and I nearly stepped in a big pile of puke. People are just throwing up everywhere.
Gross.
Hey, Los Angeles, you're probably drinking a little too much. There shouldn't be so much stomach lining on the sidewalks.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting. I can't tell you how bad that puts me off when I see... Vomit, man. Then I'm going to eat later, and I can't get this picture, this throw-up out of my fucking mind.
Gross.
Oh, God, I can't help it. It just fucking weirds me out. Vomit.
We're getting ready to take a break here in a moment or two.
Let's go puke.
Ladies and gentlemen, I can't miss this headline on the Drudge Report here.
Uh-oh.
Masturbating jockey snatches dog, leaps out window.
was this all in one motion?
Please.
Wow.
Say Angel Suarez Madero.
Oui, oui.
21 years old.
Right.
OCC.
OCC.
Was spotted masturbating on the deck of an apartment in Bensalem, Pennsylvania.
As you would.
At around 8:30 p.m. on December 28th. Little post-Christmas jerking.
It's apparently. My First Amendment rights.
On his deck. Whipping
right.
his dick on his deck.
Well, it was his property.
An apartment.
Oh. Does that make a difference? If you are paying a mortgage on it, then you can jack off on it. If not, go fuck yourself.
I don't believe this is his.
Oh, okay.
His. I think we might have done this story already on the show from a different standpoint.
A different point of view?
I think, because I remember masturbating Docky.
Crab diving retrospective.
I remember masturbating Jockey. I don't remember the dog snatch part of it.
I don't remember the leaping. That, to me, is the most amazing thing. I've never masturbated and leapt at the same time.
He allegedly, he was on the deck of this apartment. A woman inside called 911. Apparently, it wasn't his apartment. And
I'd call 911, too.
With that, he allegedly grabbed one of the two dogs inside and jumped out of the second-story window.
Wow. What a nutball.
And in Bucks County, police say a man who shot an intruder who was trying to break into his apartment will not face any charges. This happened last night along Bobolink Drive in Bensalem. Investigators say the burglar hit one apartment where he stole a dog, and then he tried to get into a second apartment when the resident then shot him.
What he was looking for, we're not really sure, but one homeowner, he confronted one homeowner who stood his ground and fired twice, hitting him both times.
Suspect is in critical condition. We'll stay on top of that story.
We'll stay on top of
that. She's way into that story.
We'll stay on top of it.
They neglected on NBC News 10. They neglected to talk about the jerking off part.
They left out an important detail, man. Right. Who, what, when, where, how, why. I mean,
the woman said, I was sitting on the couch. My dog started freaking out. I went up to the door. I looked up. I could see from my living room there was a man on my deck. The woman then motioned for her dogs to be quiet or something. And then, he told the dogs to be quiet. He then laid down on the floor, stood back up, and then he started masturbating on my deck, she said.
Well, now, I have a question. This is important. What, the wood on the deck, was it treated for outdoor use?
It might have been after this.
No harm, no foul. Just hose it off. Relax.
She said, I stood there for 10 seconds.
Yes.
Got a good view, apparently. Tried to get them to come with me, but they wouldn't. So the dogs
fucking dogs,
yeah.
Man.
She ran to her neighbor's house as the guy broke through the sliding glass door and entered the apartment.
How terrifying.
He then grabbed one of the dogs and jumped out of the second floor window.
Oh, my God. Is the dog okay?
He then allegedly broke into another apartment on the first floor, attacking two residents inside where the guy stood his ground. Shot him.
Right.
Even after being shot, Suarez Madero continued to fight with the resident. And then police officers finally were able to subdue the guy.
Jeez.
He's in critical condition. No one else inside the complex was injured.
But they're all pretty freaked out, though. I mean, I would be.
Right.
They should put a sign up that says no masturbating on the deck.
They're
that might
trying
take
to
care
find
the
dog. The dog ran away.
Oh, poor dog,
so
man.
They're trying to locate the dog.
That sucks.
It's a four-year-old, Ollie, a four-year-old dachshund.
Oh, how far could he get? Ollie's got legs like little,
I know, yeah,
little tiny stubby legs.
So he made a break for it.
What, do you think this guy was on, say, some drugs, maybe?
I'm thinking there was probably something going
PCP.
On there.
PCP.
Yeah.
That sounds like an angel dust move to me. How's the thought process work anyway? Like, oh yeah.
According to the Bucks County Courier Times, Madero has been called a promising jockey.
Well,
so he's a little dude too.
Yeah.
So
he's agile.
Yeah.
And kind of squirty.
So there was a little tiny dude jerking off on her deck.
Now, will he still be able to work as a jockey, or is there like a morals clause that these people have to adhere
like
to?
Like the NFL or something.
Athletes. In the public eye.
I don't know.
They have to be role models.
I'm thinking there may not be a big morals clause for jockeys, right? You're gambling and shit.
Yeah. I mean, what if this was what if it was another sport, though? What if it was Aaron Rodgers?
Found jerking off or Tebow?
yeah. Tebow, that would be the best. oh, bullshit. By the way, you just have to sit back and wait and relax. There is going to be some bullshit. Yeah. I predict Tebow will have some bullshit.
No, he's the latest is that he's dating one of those Duggars.
What?
One of those, one of the bullets that shot out of that vagina. is in their 20s, I guess. And, you know, I guess they're a courting, you know, standing 8 feet away from each other and thinking about each other.
who's the quarterback for the Patriots? Tom Brady.
Not Brady.
Who does he date? Giselle Bündchen.
Supermodels.
Right. Why,
DiCaprio's castoffs.
Right, yeah. His second health. His second right. Leftovers. Now this fucking idiot Tebow, he wasn't a good quarterback. He's not even good at, like, dating. Like, he could do better than a Duggar. A Duggar.
It's that Christian thing, man.
Come on.
It's that Christian thing.
He's a dipshit, man. Tebow.
We're going to head to a break here. Teen's huge Playboy Mansion-themed party ends with arrest.
No.
A dad was thrown in the slammer after police say he threw a blowout party for his daughter's 18th birthday.
At the Playboy Mansion?
Jeff Lake of Poway, California.
Hey, good for you, Jeff.
Was arrested Friday night after cops busted the party and found up to 200 teens.
Uh-oh.
Police say that some of the teens were drinking. Many were scantily clad.
Uh-oh.
In accordance with the party's Playboy Mansion theme.
Uh-oh. Listen, if you're the party planner, coordinator over there, you gotta check IDs, stupid. That sounds kind of, I mean, in a way, on some level, doesn't it sound like a nightmare? 200 teenagers in one place. Are they talking?
Her mom... The daughter is Olivia Lake, who, according to her mom, who has a Twitter account,
Jackie Lake,
her daughter is the baddest bitch in town.
No, oh, that's a nice way to relate to your daughter.
Happy birthday to the baddest bitch in town. Now don't get arrested. Love you madly. Hashtag lion tamer. I don't know what that means.
Oh, my God.
But apparently somebody might have gotten arrested. They say it took a small army of sheriff's deputies to shut the party down.
I bet it did.
Described the scene as a 150 to 200 person rager with passed out teenage boys, scantily clad girls in lingerie and bunny ears. Bill Clinton's like, where was that? Why wasn't I by that party? Copious underage drinking. Copious.
Did some British guy write this up?
At the party was Liv's dad.
Uh-oh.
Medical marijuana attorney.
Oh.
Jeff Lake.
Oh.
He was arrested for allowing his daughter and her scantily clad underage friends to drink. He's facing up to 6 months in prison.
Yeah, he fucked up. You just can't invite, can't have a Playboy-themed party with your daughter's friends. Number one, it's creepy. And why do you want to be at the party with all your daughter and her fucking friends? No offense, but Jesus Christ. You imagine the conversations you're going to have? About what?
Well, I'm assuming he
didn't know.
He wasn't talking to a lot of them. I think he was probably sitting in the corner watching.
Oh, yeah. It's a medical.
The bacchanal before him.
So he's a weed lawyer.
He's a medical marijuana
attorney. Good for him. Hey, man.
I don't know what that means.
Maybe you're an expert on weed law and you
get if people get arrested for
you consult with dispensaries and I imagine if you have a dispensary, you probably have to meet with one of these guys and say, hey, are we doing everything right? Are we going to get raided by the feds? Are they going to shoot our dog?
I guess so. Yeah.
You remember that? It was so hard. But you remember that dispensary here? It was a long time ago. It was raided and the cops came in and they shot the dog. Fucking reason.
Well, they like to do that.
Why the fuck do they do that?
It's target practice. There's a video out of a helmet cam or body cam video of a cop who shot a dog a few months ago, and they finally released the video. But somebody had told that the dog was mean or whatever, but the dog, you could see the dog just walking around, and he's like, come here, boy, come here. And the dog starts walking over to him, and he goes, bang, bang. Shoots the dog dead. The dog is not attacking anybody.
Jesus.
They're just fucking assholes.
From what I gather so far, we got to get this religion shit under control. We got to get our cops under control.
It's a lot of controlling.
And this fucking guy, this weed lawyer, maybe. Maybe don't let him plan any more parties.
And jerking jockeys.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that guy.
We're going to take a break, everybody. We're going to be back in a few minutes. We're here till 4 p.m. live for you on the Pacific Coast every weekday.
Yay.
And that's till 7 p.m. out on the Eastern Type Coast. Then we rerun for the drive time out here on the East and West Coast.
What up?
5 to 7. Then it's the Hollywood Hick. Then tonight, brand new Upper Decker, Daily Upper Decker.
Cha-ching.
Followed by the rerun of the Morning Wood show, which was on this morning, 8 to 10 a.m. every weekday morning.
Here. Get your Morning Wood at night.
Rick Wood. And then after that is a rerun of the elusive
Pieces of Silver.
Pieces of Silver. It's like spotting Bigfoot.
Right, hosted by John Silver.
If you catch a glimpse of John Silver, like trying to catch an elusive doe running through the woods.
Yes.
You spot it. It stops and looks at you.
I can definitely picture that guy running through the woods for some reason.
Yeah, we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Enjoy some music for your ear holes. Fill up your glasses, empty your bladders and your turd holes, and we'll be back
Jesus Christ.
A few minutes. Don't
turd
go away.
Holes.
I ain't afraid of your Yahweh. I ain't afraid of your Allah. I ain't afraid of your Jesus. I'm afraid of what you do in the name of your God. And I ain't afraid of your churches. I ain't afraid of your temples. I ain't afraid of your praise. I'm afraid of what you do in the name of your God.
back, ladies and gentlemen. A little bit of bathtub gin from the beautiful sovereign state of Alaska, not too far from the Wasilla-Billy compound.
I can see Russia.
That's bathtub gin in Talkeetna, Alaska, with the Drummond. You heard.
That's my brother.
Is Ryan's brother Jeff. There you go. Our Talkeetna correspondent.
Yes.
He's called the show a few times and contributed stories and shit like that. So
that's right. He's our eyes and ears up in the Arctic Circle.
And then your other brother.
Yeah.
Also contributed a story.
Jason.
Which we could talk about here, which is about the sovereign knuckle-dragging state of Mississippi.
Now, my other brother is also a drummer.
He's
two
also
drummers.
A drummer, right.
What happened to me?
You're a comedian.
Oh, yeah.
You drum people's brains.
Yeah.
The Mississippi representative.
God. This is infuriating.
This guy's name is Scott Delano.
Fuck you, stupid.
You know, despite what the Supreme Court decided, I don't know, a long fucking time ago, that any of these laws that are still on the books that say an atheist cannot hold office. Let's think about that. These are laws that are on the books in several states still.
But does Mississippi count? It's a shithole.
It's true.
They're negative. We have to take care of Mississippi.
There are seven states where atheists are still on the books that they theoretically are not allowed to hold public office. But there was a case many years ago. The Supreme Court decided that that's bullshit and you can't do that. But that doesn't mean that necessarily they had to remove them from, you know, they can't enforce these laws.
Right.
If they tried to, they would fail miserably.
Yeah. And by the way, Mississippi, the people that are, you know, giving money to your state so you can exist. Bunch of fucking atheists, I imagine. Tax dollars from atheists are propping your shit state up.
Well, all the fucking liberals up in the Northeast are the ones that, you know, seem to pay for a lot of the knuckle draggers in the South.
So seven states have laws in the books to say atheists can't be in government.
Absolutely.
Shocker. I wonder where they are. I wonder where those states are. Hmm.
The Article 14, Section 265 of the Mississippi State Constitution.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Reads, no Negro. No, reads.
That's the other one.
No person who denies the existence of a supreme being shall hold any office in this state.
That sounds fucking crazy. A supreme being.
No Jesus. Person who denies the existence of a supreme being, capitalized, by the way, supreme in being, shall hold any office in this state. Now, these ridiculous bans are completely unenforceable because of, you know, the Constitution and shit.
Fuck you. I'll shoot you.
But there's a group called Openly Secular that has been trying to get these laws taken off the books anyway.
Right.
If anything, they're trying to send a message, you know, stop shitting on atheists, basically. It ain't okay.
Right.
There were a lot of these laws on the books, you know, black people can't drink out of the fountain. I think most of those have been removed, too.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Listen, atheists don't run around eating babies, okay? Right. They just don't believe in anything. You know what they don't do? They don't run into buildings and shoot up everybody because of some fucking belief in a fucking God.
But Stalin killed millions in the name of atheism, which is a lie.
Pol Pot
killed millions in the name of atheism, which is a lie.
Facts. Facts are boring.
They killed millions, but not because of atheism.
Right.
So in Mississippi, when an NPR reporter who must stick out like a sore thumb in fucking Mississippi.
You know, they do. They fly real low and just push him out of the plane. Say, sorry, we didn't want to tell you where you're going. But
it's like that that probe they sent to Venus. Like, broadcast as long as you can. We know you're going to be destroyed, but we want you to survive for a few minutes and send data back.
Listen, we're sending you out of town. It's very exciting. You're going to a place called Jackson, Mississippi.
So this reporter asked Mississippi's House Constitution Chair. I don't know what that means, but his name is Scott Delano. You'll be surprised to learn he's a Republican.
Is he in fact white?
White as fuck.
Okay. I didn't know.
There's an extra box.
Oh, really? Check.
Not Caucasian. Caucasian as fuck.
White as fuck. Thank you.
They axed him in the NPR reporter asked this guy.
Right.
Well, so what do you think about taking, you know, the fact that this group, Openly Secular, wants to take this law off of the books? He said...
Well, he jumped up on a deck and started jacking off.
He's from Biloxi.
Biloxi. You got to say it like a redneck. Biloxi.
Oh.
Biloxi.
The O is pronounced like a U.
It's pronounced...
When you've got a mouthful of chew.
It's pronounced wrong.
I see.
Wrongly. Incorrectly.
Delano said...
Biloxi.
I don't see what good it would be to take it out of the Constitution. I don't think you would have the support to remove that from our Constitution at all.
And then he pumped his shotgun. Right. This NPR guy, okay. What a great question to ask this guy. What do you think the fucking answer is going to be? You're baiting him.
He thinks that the requirement reflects the culture and beliefs of the majority of Mississippians. See, this is what the terrifying part is. He doesn't understand. This is an elected cunt who doesn't understand.
He's an EC.
He doesn't understand the Constitution that he's supposed to be upholding and protecting, and the fact that, God, I don't know what the fuck just drove by. It shook the whole building.
It was Jesus, you fucking heathen.
You're right. You're talking homo shit.
Right. He's coming to smite your hippie ass.
But I don't understand how the Constitution is supposed to protect the minority from the majority. That's kind of the whole point of the individual liberty shit. Is that you can't vote away rights. You can't all decide, well, we don't like them, brown ones.
But Jesus, right. You don't understand a lot.
Representative Delano, these groups said openly campaign. I don't know what it means. Representative Delano insults the citizens of his state by claiming they would support language that denies the benefits of citizenship. Well, that's true. Well, no, you know what? I think he's right. These guys are saying the people of Mississippi would never vote for that. I'm thinking the people of Mississippi would absolutely vote for
that.
They
might, yeah.
40% of the fucking Republicans in Mississippi, remember this one?
Yes.
Would make interracial marriage illegal again.
I thought that was 40% of the state.
No, it was of GOP.
There's got to be a shitload of Democrats in Mississippi. It's all poor people. It's all fucking poor people.
They don't get them out to vote, I guess. I don't know. It's a shitty
Well, they're
place.
Fucking
it's
working. I mean, they're fucking working their ass off, these poor people, at minimum wage jobs. They can't exactly take a lunch break off and make it over to the fucking polling place. They're probably being disenfranchised as fuck due to gerrymandering.
Yeah. Oh, and let's have a voter ID law. Let's make sure.
Right.
Make them go out and pay for a voter ID.
You got to believe in a supreme being if you want to hold public office in Mississippi.
So, as Brent the Hollywood Hick would say, that's some bullshit.
It absolutely is.
Going on down.
Well, I believe in Aquaman. That's my supreme being.
In Mississippi.
Do you remember the movie Time Bandits?
I do. Great movie.
Do you remember that the whole point of the movie is that these robbers, these little burglars, little guys, dudes. Yeah, they were in search of the supreme being. Because they wanted to rob him. Remember that?
I kind of remember that.
In the end, they found the supreme being at this ridiculous British game show.
Yeah, I do remember that.
What a great movie!
Terry Gilliam of Monty Python, the only American in Monty Python.
Shit.
I've got another story in that same vein of this this bullshit that's going on in Mississippi.
Fuck you.
This one is in a different state.
Right.
Alabama.
Oh, damn it. It's not going to get any better.
The Marion County Journal Record.
Uh-oh.
is put out a story that, oh, this story, this is, this doesn't work. But they were, okay, the story, according to a story that praised this, Mayor Randy Price of this city in Alabama.
Oh, yeah. Randy Price. He's got to be a white guy.
He successfully, Winfield, Alabama. Here we go. This fucking story finally opened.
Right.
Winfield, Alabama, Mayor Randy Price, who is white.
Oh, shit, yes.
Requested that the local city council vote something in. He decided that they, and he, they did.
what is this?
Declared Winfield, quote, as a city under God.
Fuck yes, it is.
And proclaiming God as the, quote, owner of the city.
I am God's bitch.
And that the city acknowledges him. According to this Marion County Journal record.
Fucking God.
They say, Winfield Mayor Randy Price feels the state and nation is in an awful condition. And that the nation needs to come back to God.
Acknowledge Jesus right now.
Yeah. Or fucking dad. So he...
yeah.
That's what Phil Collins. Phil Robertson.
Phil Collins.
There is something...
Phil Collins got to be an atheist, right?
I don't know. I don't know. He did a lot of drugs.
Studio.
If he did rehab, he might have gotten the Jesus 12-step.
He did drugs? You got to be kidding
it's
me.
It's hard to believe.
I mean, he just he doesn't seem like a drug guy.
A musician doing drugs. How dare you suggest that?
Right.
Back to the story. So he successfully, this guy, Mayor Randy Price, this is the letter or the story in the Marion County Journal.
My moronic missive.
He successfully pushed for the Winfield County City Council to declare Winfield as city under God. And that God is the owner of the city and the city acknowledges him.
Oh, shit.
Capital, huh.
Him.
Some were fearful that outsiders will raise a fuss.
Raise a fuss?
We haven't heard any. And the story now is yet. I'll add
raise
yet.
A fuss is so Alabama.
We think it is a nice gesture.
What?
This is the op-ed piece.
It's a nice gesture.
The Marion County Journal Record. True, some bad jokes may result, and parentheses, they have an example of one of these jokes that may result.
Oh, right.
Get ready to be yuckified.
Oh, shit.
By the Marion County uh-huh. Journal Record. God called. He wants to give the title back.
Oh, yeah. Right-wing America is humor. Hilarious.
But truthfully, we like the idea that God is acknowledged and that he is given the glory. Oh, God, this is just makes the hair on my arm stand up. It's so creepy.
Give me the glory. Give him the glory. Glory hole.
They've just declared a town.
They're stupid.
They just gave it to God.
Damn it. Here, you can have it. God's like, oh, wait, what town do I get? Winfield, Alabama. Where the fuck is that?
Yeah, pass. Mind you, some of other religions, or no religions,
oh, shit,
might fuss. But if our coins can say, in God we trust, we see no harm in acknowledging the Almighty at Christmas.
Good Christ.
We think that the whole fuss, they use fuss a lot.
Right. It's a Southern thing. Fuss. It's a fuss.
But don't you think they, use a different, mix it up a little.
Different word. Wait, but this is what this guy is saying, though. Oh, this is what he's saying in his op-ed?
This is the op-ed from the Marion County Journal Record.
Well, what the fuck do you want in Marion County?
Writing about what Mayor Randy Price did.
Yeah, it's going to be Tennessee Williams down in that motherfucker. All the great writers go to Winfield, by the way.
We think that the whole fuss about cleaning God from the specter of public service has been much ado about nothing.
Shakespeare.
Yeah, that'd be funny. What was the name of the play that was from?
Well, I don't know.
In the same vein, this resolution may not change the city either, but it will not hurt.
In other words, we're not really doing anything today at the government building. Just saying our city belongs to a thing that doesn't exist. Good for us.
If I had ridiculous fuck you money, I might be buying a house in Winfield just to go raise a big old fucking stink
about this. Buy Winfield.
Declare it for the flying spaghetti
monster.
Didn't
Kim Bassinger buy like a whole town in fucking Georgia? Why you would do that is beyond me. She bought Brazelton.
They bought a fucking town. I remember that.
Yeah, damn, that's a stupid
What about that pizza guy that owns that creepy Catholic growing town? Remember we did the story about that?
Shit, what is that? That's scary. That's a little Catholic town where it's like within the confines of that town, it's law, it's papacy law.
Well, right, like he's not allowing contraceptives to be sold, and they're not allowing like cable to come in that has titty channels.
Well, see, now that's the opposite of the way I would run a town.
Right,
you'd have to explain to me again why this
forced titty channels. Right.
Explain to me why this permanent condom is coming off your dick, dummy.
In fact, I saw a story about that not too long ago still, but there's still shenanigans going on down there.
Shenanigans.
They also said that if anyone in Marion County deserves our thanks, it is him, with a capital H.
Him. You know what it sounds like? It sounds like Dom DeLuise in Cannonball Run. Who are you talking about? Are you going to call him? Yes, him. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Oh, my God.
For all he has blessed us with.
Not him.
At least that's how we feel.
And then he would pull out him, and Dom DeLuise would jump out in a fucking Superman outfit or something. Do you remember
that? Yeah, awesome. That Captain whatever.
Him! God, so, these guys are fucking assholes in Winfield.
The atheists have been informed.
Oh, no.
Of what's going on in Winfield.
Alert the stoner atheists!
In fact, the story I just read from is from the Friendly Atheist blog.
Oh, hello.
Hemant Mehta. Who is he's got a Patreon going too, I think, but he does the Friendly Atheist blog.
Oh yes,
which is pretty popular. I get a lot of my baby eating, Satan worshiping atheist news from him.
Is the idea he's friendly atheist, meaning because the other side ain't so friendly towards the non-believers?
Yeah, I think he's trying to portray a kinder, gentler atheism. He's not a Hitchens.
Right.
He's not a
Stephen Fry.
He's not a Stephen Fry. He's
a kinder, gentler.
He's not a Richard Dawkins.
Fetus killing.
Who are out there saying, you know, ridiculing religion and stuff like that and taking it on.
Right.
He is more of a, you know, his view is kind of like mine. Just you do what you want, but man, just keep it out of the public.
Yeah.
Taxpayer sphere. Don't. You know, if you're going to yell on the street corner, you're annoying as fuck, but I don't think you should have a loudspeaker. That's too much free speech. I don't think anybody should have a loudspeaker standing on the corner. Why do you get a pass because you're screaming about Jesus?
These guys down on the corner near where we live.
Annoying as fuck.
Oh, my God.
Just annoying as fuck. And have you seen this? It's a recent thing.
No.
It's like a fucking gang drive-by now. They're driving around.
Who?
With the bullhorn yelling out the window.
Oh,
now.
Stop it.
I swear. I've seen it like 3 or 4 times. I've been sitting here and I hear, Jesus, because it's either in Korean or in Spanish, this neighborhood.
You know, me, on the other end of this, you're not going to, you won't know if an atheist lives in the area. Because guess what? They're not down at the corner screaming, don't believe in God.
I'm not going to get in a car and yell, you know, where's your imaginary friend now? Where's your imaginary friend now?
Because your imaginary friend is fucking imaginary.
That's what
he's nowhere.
These, especially here in Merca, these evangelicals just don't get it. They think that
the
atheists are trying to stomp out religion or stomp out Christianity. We're not. We're just leave us alone.
You're killing my babies.
Right. How about taking those laws off the books that say we can't hold office?
How about burning in fucking hell?
There was something not that long ago in I want to say Arizona, where the leathery Jan Brewer.
That's the worst governor, state.
Somebody was trying to pass a law that in order to graduate, might have been Utah, order to graduate high school.
Yeesh, Utah, could you imagine terrifying. Living there?
In order to graduate high school, public schools.
Okay.
You would have had to recite some pledge, some ridiculous fascist, creepy, I hate the Pledge of Allegiance. I think it's creepy as fucking weird.
It is
There's
weird.
There's no need for it.
Yeah,
despite the under God part, which is also unconstitutional. But before they put that in the pledge in the 50s.
Yes.
It's just a creepy factor of, making kids stand up and recite. It's really Mao Tse-tungy, or Stalin-y. It's just creepy. How dare you? Because they're praising America.
Oh, my God.
You're a communist. Get out of the country if you can't stand up and respect the flag.
Right. How about your state not have the worst education in the whole fucking country?
How about read a book?
Yeah.
Yeah, sit down and read a book instead of standing up and praise fealty to a piece of cloth hanging in the corner.
Why are the reading levels so low in all these Bible Belt states?
It's just coincidence.
I mean, it's true, though, right? Like, Georgia has some of the worst education in the country.
Mississippi is the worst, right? Texas is trying real hard.
Why are y'all so fucking stupid?
I don't even know where I was going with that. I got sidetracked, but
it's crazy.
So yeah, we'll keep an eye on what's going on in Winfield, Alabama. The new apparently has been deeded to the Lord.
We're giving God the key to the fucking city, liberal.
That's
what
right.
You gonna say about it?
Because most of them there. Now, what I want to do is I want to buy the town next door and just give it to Muslim people.
Oh, me too.
And allow them to vote the town next door for Allah.
I want to break ground on a super mosque, big mosque.
And then we put the Satanists to the east of them.
Oh, sure.
How awesome would that be? Just surround these fucking Christo-fascist dickwads with the Hindu town.
Rastafarian.
Rastatown.
Yes.
Oh, I'd like Rastatown.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I like Rastatown.
Sure, I believe in that supreme being. Eat a dick. Please. You see how shitty religion
is? Mandates marijuana. Thumbs up.
Yeah, you're not going to find any Rastafarians busting into any kind of newspaper office shooting people up because you said something offensive about their faith.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, probably not a lot of that happening.
What a horrendous story.
And hopefully it won't censor. Hopefully they won't win. You know what I mean? Like, they won here. With the flying the planes into the buildings. They won. We're getting anal probes every time we try to get on a plane. The Constitution was shat upon.
We got the Patriot Act's the size of a fucking phone book.
Like a German scat film. George Bush and
Paul
Dick Cheney unleashed their tight white anuses and shat all over the Constitution with that Patriot fucking act.
Yeah, really.
And they won. The terrorists won. Fox News blossomed in the fear of the Muzzies.
Now we have a whole world of idiots.
And getting idioter, as we can see by the fucking Congress.
Yeah, yeah.
It started yesterday. Meanwhile, by the way, this isn't good for radio. Otherwise, we would have done a whole half a show about it. Yesterday was the first day of the new, dickwad Congress.
Oh, yeah.
Set your clocks back a few thousand years, people. The Republicans are in charge.
The sacred sacks.
And like we talked about earlier, they already... Abortion!
Day one.
The jobs. The heck with the economy.
First day.
Yeah. Abortion.
Minimum wage? What about that? That's important.
Well, they don't like that one. They want to get rid of the minimum wage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Create the Cokes one.
We're going to create jobs where you make 8 cents a day.
Oh, and they're going to send up the Keystone XL.
Oh, good.
Which
Obama's going to veto.
He says he's going to veto it, so we'll see if that happens.
I would veto every... You have to veto everything coming out of this.
This is what us libs are afraid of, though, is that he may... In looking to, quote, compromise, because that's our fucking problem as liberals, is we're looking to work with people and compromise. And the dick taints on the right Don't. Obviously. Look at what their whole agenda has been for 6 years. No, no, no. Anything the black guy likes. No, no, no,
but,
no.
But, you know, I think Obama has to think about it like he's dealing with a bunch of two-year-olds. Do you compromise? Do you let the two-year-old run out in the street if you tell him no?
That he's going to want to get...
He's worried about his legacy.
...something done, and that he may just roll over and have us take it up the pooper.
That's bullshit.
Invitation.
You cannot. You have to stand your ground.
And that's what we're hoping. We're hoping his hand gets cramped from all the vetoes.
Right. Okay. I need another pen. I'm out of ink.
But I don't know. I'm worried. He wants that fucking TPP too. We should talk about that TPP at some point. Trans-Pacific Partnership. It's
not good.
It's bullshit. It's worldwide bullshittery handing the keys to the nation to giant multinational corporations.
That sounds horrendous.
You can't sue them anymore. It's NAFTA, which shafted the United States.
Why the fuck would Obama be for that?
NAFTA was horrible.
Right.
And this is called NAFTA on steroids.
Oh, great.
People by libs. And the establishment Republicans, Boehner, orange crying guy.
Oompa Loompa.
Who tans and possibly cocktails too much.
Jeez.
Is... for it. He wants it too.
Fuck yeah.
So Obama wants it. Boehner wants it. I think the new turtle in charge of the Senate may want it.
If Boehner wants it and McConnell wants it, then you shouldn't want it.
But I think but the libs don't want it. The right don't want it.
Right.
Like the bases of the two parties don't want that fucking TPP. It's the establishment assholes, the Wall Street starfish lickers who are for it. Like Clinton, you know, I mean, that NAFTA was Bill Clinton.
No, that's
he,
right.
He
I remember
fucked
that.
Us with that one.
Yeah.
Did a lot of great. but fucked us with that one. And that's a case of possibly the terrifying, because, you know, there was a Republican Congress at that time. So it was possibly, was that a compromise of Bill Clinton? Did he, to get some of his shit done, did he say, okay, we'll do NAFTA? I don't know.
Don't you feel like he kind of championed that, though? I remember that.
I don't remember if he did that, yeah.
I don't know.
I don't remember that history.
Yeah, I really hope Obama's not going to compromise with these people and work with them, because you just cannot, because they're all lunatics.
Well, and we know that if we ride this bullshit out for 2 years, the numbers are just saying that short of most of the Democrats being caught balls deep in a Cub Scout or some kind of scandal, there's no that it's going to flip. And there's so many more Democrat possibilities to take over. More Republicans are going to defend in the next one, and they think it's a lot of swing states, and a lot, and it might go our way, because the Republicans, everybody knows it. Everybody hates them. They're all dicks.
They don't have any issues to run on.
And
Benghazi.
A lot of people are predicting that 2016 is going to be a pretty big, you know, possibly a pretty big swing back for the Democrats. And how cool would that be if Hillary Clinton becomes president and we can get the Senate back? I don't know that we can get the House back. As long as this gerrymandering bullshit is going on, it's really hard to pry these fuckers out of there.
So shitty.
Yeah. Over on the side of the, I'm just closing stories here from the HuffPo, over on the side, Stephen Fry to wed 27-year-old partner. A picture of Stephen Fry, a big goddamn smile on his face.
That's funny.
So I also have here a story. I might have a story. Did you see what they did today? Also, this is one of these raise the alarms moment, which I haven't seen enough of.
Sound the alarm
it's
bells.
It's happening on the left, and Elizabeth Warren tweeted out about it.
Murder, treason.
And I think she's going to be sending some stuff out about it. But the Republicans sneakily did something today to change some rule, some technical amendment about reallocation or something. It's a big, long article. But basically, they're fucking with Social Security.
Oh, man. Why do they hate Social Security?
It's socialism.
Aren't a lot of their poor constituents on that?
They hate the poor.
Oh, shit. I didn't realize how hilarious I was.
They despise the poor, even if people pay into Social Security.
It's my fucking money.
That doesn't. They don't understand that. It's kind of giving Congress a way to hold Social Security hostage. Like, this was like some kind of automatic funding or some bullshit.
Right.
But now, because of this rule change, it's got to be, everything they do now has to be, is more steps that Congress has to do.
Oh, shit. That's a recipe for nothing happening.
So the bottom line is, now it's allowing Republicans to hold Social Security hostage. They can attach these riders all the time, or say, "Look, if you want to fund Social Security, you want those old ladies to get those checks, then you better say no woman can get an abortion,
yeah,
ever. Or you better defund Obamacare.
You better not let any atheists hold office.
Absolutely, they're going to hold a gun to the head of Social Security, which they haven't been able to before. This is one of the first things they do. They get in and they do this change. And you know that's what they know is the result. I mean, you know that's the intent.
They're obstructionists.
Their intent is to now be able to have a hostage of Social Security.
Why are they ruining the party?
And that's what they're doing. They're trying to do this rule change. So they're
fucking our country up.
We're going to keep an eye on that. The next 2 years are just going to be rough.
It's going to be batshit crazy.
Rough as hell.
We're going to have to do an extra hour every day.
An extra hour here on the big show. By the way, listen to some of the other stuff that we got going on.
Oh, yeah. What do we have? We have the Morning Wood.
We do.
We have the Hollywood Hick. We have the Daily Upper Decker.
Yes, we do.
We have Pieces of Silva. And we also have, coming up next, right after this show, the Cannalinguists.
The Cannalinguists.
Learn all about pot, marijuana.
Bob McDonnell.
Oh, yes.
We talked about yesterday.
He's Governor, going to jail for a couple of years.
Governor Ultrasound, the man who, you know, championed ramming a vaginal probe into the vagina of women who are seeking abortions.
I mean, to me, you should nearly be jailed for just trying to make that happen. That's so fucking evil.
That's heinous enough.
It really is. But Governor Ultrasound.
What about the baby you're killing?
What about it?
So, Pat Robertson.
Oh, shit.
On his 700 Club. You said the guy works his ass off, so he's got a couple hours to fill. So
yeah,
he's bound to say some shit.
Oh, my God. I mean, he's a lunatic. He works. It's like he's Bryant Gumbel on the Today Show.
Right. So he was talking about how the strategy, you know, McDonald, his defense was basically,
yeah,
he threw his wife under the bus. His strategy. My wife's a bitch. She's driving me crazy. She made my life miserable.
That's why I got this big fucking watch.
That's why I committed this crime.
That was the best. He said, no, I gave the watch back. But wait, it's in this picture.
Yeah. Well, I
on
gave
your fucking
it back,
wrist.
But I gave it back. So here, you just got to hear this. Pat Robertson talking about the decision, the Bob McConnell sentencing, and what had happened to
what happened to
the poor Bob McDonnell. Oops. Hold on a second. We'd probably help if the audience.
Oh, yeah.
Hear it? Okay, here you go.
Here's the deal. Bob McDonnell was a potential candidate for the United States Senate. Turned out that he probably would have won in this last election because he was so well known if he'd been left alone. From there, he was a potential, I don't think they say presidential, I think he was a potential vice presidential contender. He was.
If he'd have been left alone.
To.
If they'd have left that.
What?
Poor man alone to collect his watches and drive his Ferraris and let his daughters get $20,000
for
just, the chicken.
Just to
and
be
shit.
Fucking corrupt. like he's entitled to be.
Yeah, of course. He's a good man of Christ.
Potential contender. He was high on the list. He was a rising star in the Republican Party, and the Justice Department decided to go after him, and it was just terrible. And sure, he made mistakes. He made mistakes.
Right. I mean, this is a guy talking about someone's ethics that runs a diamond mine.
Mike Brown, thug.
Oh, right. Is that what Robertson said that?
Thug. Who, you know, knocked over a Quickie Mart for some cigarillos.
Bob McDonald, are you saying Bob McDonald did worse things before Mike? Worse things than Mike Brown?
Yeah, I would think so.
Wow.
I think lifting some cigarillos might be a misdemeanor. I think Bob was convicted of 11 felonies.
Chicken dinner.
Sure, he made mistakes. He's like Adam, you know. The Eve was the one that got seduced by the snake, but Adam ate the fruit.
Good.
It's that bitch Eve God. Again.
Yes, it was his wife.
That's where he's going.
Oh my God! What an evil fucker!
That's where he's going.
That's amazing.
Poor Bob was under the vagina mist.
His
spell.
Wife is a viper that made him eat the yeah. fruit. Made him eat a pear. A fruit.
But Adam ate the fruit, and I think Bob McDonald got seduced. His wife was into this Anablock thing that supposedly would be a cure-all from using tobacco.
That's the That's the product that this gazillionaire pharmaceutical guy. Well, he's a tobacco guy who then, I guess, realized that, you know, tobacco has some bad press.
Yeah.
And so he found a way to make some ridiculous supplement out of it.
Dude, like, it's a brilliant business
like
move.
Some vitamin, tobacco vitamin.
Dude, this guy was in the fucking cigarette business. And he's like, oh, no, people hate cigarettes now. Less people are smoking. So let's get in the business of getting them off cigarettes.
Yeah, let's tell them it's good for them.
Fuck.
So there you go, Pat Robertson whipping out the Blame Eve defense.
Ooh, that is patently sexist. It really is. I mean, you can't get more sexist.
I don't know what would
be. And another score for religion.
Another score for religion, ladies and gentlemen.
Bad day for sky god worshippers, ain't it? Damn.
Or a good gay, depending on a good gay. Good day. For right. Sky God worship.
Is your gay God going to come and save you?
That's why I said it, because I was looking for gay God. And
gay God. Gay God, save us, please.
A slip of the tongue.
Right. What is gay God?
They don't like that either.
Gay God looks like Liberace.
I don't know. What do you think gay God looks like?
Who knows? It looks like any other God.
Well, gods look different, don't
Not
they?
Not like Ganesh. Yeah.
Yeah, Ganesh. Well, here's good news right in the last couple of minutes here. Breaking news here on Crab Diving.
Proof of a supreme being.
For these breaking news here. The Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives failed today to round up enough votes for a bill scaling back various financial reforms.
Oh, wow.
Which is, they're calling it a surprising defeat in the area where conservatives hope to prioritize this year.
Good God.
The Republican Party leaders brought forward numerous bills to revamp financial reforms.
Oh, shit. Terrifying.
Let's get rid of those financial reforms.
Why do people vote on these assholes? I mean, unless you make like, you know, $5 million a year, why vote for them?
The black guy's coming for Jesus.
No.
He's coming for our guns. I'm going to go and I'm going to protect your Jesus and I'm going to protect your guns.
Benghazi.
Meanwhile, I'm going to go get paid by the Koch brothers to pass things that make your water and turn your water to shit.
Right.
Don't mind me.
My water tastes like licorice. That's the way I like it.
Before the vote on Wednesday, Democrats slammed the bill as an effort to chip away at Dodd-Frank, including one provision that would have given banks extra time to comply with some stuff. They fell 6 votes short of what they needed to send it to the Senate.
Oh, shit.
So there you go. Jan Schakowsky, a Democrat from Illinois, who I've met, said, we're tired of really bad Wall Street giveaways being tacked onto other legislation.
Fuck yeah,
so maybe some of this Elizabeth Warren-esque a Bernie Sanders-esque dialogue that's starting to happen.
Right.
Is starting to work a little bit. That's why we need fucking Bernie Sanders to run, or we need Elizabeth Warren to run. We need a terrifying liberal, a frothing
right.
progressive to debate Hillary Clinton and get these views out there.
Yeah, I mean, or someone who's kind of sensible. I mean, it's not even that crazy. I mean, Elizabeth Warren's speech about Dodd-Frank, what was it, in December?
Oh, amazing.
That wasn't, I mean, it was amazing, but it kind of fucking made just sense.
Well, that's the thing.
It makes sense. You can't have people from the banking industry writing legislation to regulate the banking industry.
Exactly. Why are we bailing these motherfuckers out on, they get to gamble with taxpayer money. If they lose the money, we bail them out and give more money. If they win the money, we go to the Caymans and we'll watch titties bounce on the beach.
Dude, do we go to the Caymans to watch the bouncing titties?
Oh.
No, we sit here like assholes.
No, we're drones.
Oh, my God.
That's the end of the show.
We are drones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here every weekday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. We'll rerun it again, 5 to 7 out on the Western Coast. For you drivers out there, here. Don't forget to follow us on the Twitter at Crab Diving. We're on Facebook. We're on Google Plus. We're on Pinterest. We're all over the fucking place. Spread the crabs. Share the crabs. Love the crabs. Give us some reviews on iTunes.
Yeah.
Give
us some love.
Put in a little effort.
We need some attention.
We'd appreciate it.
I'm needy.
Don't forget to follow Ryan Pfeiffer, the very funny Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer, on the Twitter. At Rated R Comedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so Vile.
And every show here is archived. Every show on the network is archived on crabdiving.com for your ear holes. Also on Stitcher and also on iTunes.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to us, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back tomorrow. More right-wing bullshit.
TTFN.
And fun. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.